The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I'm your host, Ash Brown. And I appreciate all of the support, all the love, all the way back to 2014 when we started this show and it really didn't have much of a focus. And now we're way more focused. We've got over 1,700 episodes, 500,000 streams worldwide, and it continues to grow because of your support, because of your love. So I appreciate you guys so, so very much. Today is an awesome day. Today's a lovely day. I've got with me founder, CEO of Vicky's Cakes, the wonderful Miss Christian Sargent. Hey, Christian.
Hi!
How are you doing today, lady?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing pretty awesome, pretty awesome. So, where are you today? Where in the world are you? I know you're a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah, we actually live in North Dallas, and our manufacturing warehouse facility is in the DFW area as well.
Okay, gotcha. We are in Dallas. Okay, cool beans. So I've been hearing there's been a buzz about Vicky's Cakes now. It's been floating around, you know. I'm from Atlanta, so, you know, we've been hearing some things. There's been some movement and stuff, and people been talking about Vicky's Cakes. I said, okay, I got to see if I can snatch this lady up, because I know she's busy. You know, she got that time. I got to see if I, you know, can figure that out.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to be here and to share our story and a little bit more about what we are offering to the world.
Yes, absolutely. So to start things off, what is the origin story? How did things start with this company?
So Vicky Cakes is a 40-year family recipe based on my mother Vicky's pancake mix. So people often think that I'm Vicky, but I'm like, nope, that's not me. my mother is Vicky, and she is from Cleveland, Mississippi, so born and raised in Cleveland, Mississippi, and she would go on to move to Gary, Indiana, after she finished high school. So she moved to Gary when she was 19, I believe. And her and my father got married. She got divorced. They got divorced when I was about 2 years old, and she became a single mom of four children. Mm. And I'm the youngest of four, and so that turned into her having one income. None of it was disposable, but, you know, five mouths to feed. And we never lacked, you know, in the department of love and memories and good food, because she had that Southern charm. Like, she knew how to make something out of nothing. I mean, like, I'm talking about somebody that could take a bed skirt and turn it into a set of curtains. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's Vicky. I love that about her. But this recipe was created out of that just necessity to feed her family and use what she had and get those measurements to perfection, to where this became not only a recipe that we loved, but our friends loved, our cousins who would come spend the night demanded them, like, we're not going home until you make pancakes. So we just, you know, it grew to be something big for us. And we knew that it was something that the world needed as well. After my husband tasted them for the first time in 2014, I had never made them. I've had the recipe since I was like 19 or 20, and I got married at 21, and I never cooked them though. So he got to taste them for the first time when we went back to Indiana for Thanksgiving, and he was sitting at the table looking at me and my siblings like, why y'all acting like these pancakes are normal? Like, this is phenomenal. What's wrong? And so he said it right then. He was like, Miss Vicky, these are the best pancakes I've ever had, and y'all should be selling these, and you should call them Vicky Cakes. And so it was his brainchild from that moment. And, you know, it would take 5 years for me to actually act on it, but that's where Dickie Takes comes from.
Wow. So was there any hesitation from anyone in the family to not put this recipe out? Because like you said, it's so good. You know, a lot of people want to keep these family recipes to themselves and, you know, just kind of, you know, be this tradition that you have in the family. Was there any hesitation?
No, there wasn't any hesitation. Now, I am the kind of person, my husband and I both are the kind of people who like to act as soon as we have a good idea. You know, you do your research, you make sure that things line up and make sense, but we are definitely active, action-motivated people. And so after I did market study and research, which was all of 24 hours, so I don't want to make it seem like I did months of research because I did not. I did a lot of Google investigation.
Yeah.
And I got extremely hyped and excited and motivated, and I asked my mom. You know, like, I'm literally sitting in the same spot in position I was in when I asked my mom in 2019 for her blessing to use the recipe, because that's all it took. I just said, Mom, would you be okay if I wanted to start a business with your pancake mix recipe? And she was like, absolutely. She was like, go ahead, do it. And that's where it came from. After she gave me her blessing. After that, it wasn't any conversations with siblings. So I am the youngest of four, but I know that entrepreneurship isn't something that everyone is cut out for.
Right.
And I also know that sometimes when you have a vision for something, you can't make other people see it.
Right.
So you just have to do the work. And then once other people see it, they believe in it, then if you want to bring people on later or, you know, however that works, then you can use skills and resources at that point from your surrounding, you know, tribe. Right. You can do that. But starting off, I didn't want any hesitation. I didn't want any resistance. I just knew that Courtney already believed in it. My husband, Courtney, already believed in it because he came up with it 5 years prior.
Right.
I got the blessing from the woman who created it, and I had the vision, and we just got to moving.
Hey, that's all you needed. That's it. You got mama's blessing. So, I mean, I don't know what else there is.
Yes.
I love that. So, okay, so you and your husband, you come together, you're doing your market research, he's doing his part and everything, you guys are figuring things out, you're filing with the state, you know, you're official. Vicky's Case is officially a company. What was the first hurdle that you guys faced that you didn't really foresee?
I would say the first hurdle that we didn't foresee would be the manufacturing licensing. The different loopholes that you really have to go through in order to become an e-commerce brand.
Right.
Sometimes you just think that it's a product you built, you get a website and you can sell it, right? Well, that's not really how it works.
Yeah.
If you're talking about something that you produce at home, if it's a consumer product good, a CPG brand, which we are, if it's a consumer product good, you're talking about something people have to digest, they have to eat, ingest and then eat.
Right.
And with that, there are certain things in place. You're talking about insurance policies, and I mean like the high limits. You're talking about testing, you're talking about health inspections, all of that. And if you're just doing it out of your home and you want it to be able to be a national product, you have to be protected. And so we didn't know that, and that was fine that we didn't know initially, but you can't just keep skating by, hoping that nobody notices or says anything to you about it. You kind of want to get that taken care of in the beginning before you grow, and then people can shut you down because you're not legit. So we started in May of 2019, and I would say like by September of that same year, we had our manufacturer's license because at the time we were protected by what Texas calls the cottage law, which allows you to prepare food-based products in your home, but you have to sell it directly to the consumer. We could never go into retail under this law. We could never, we really wasn't even supposed to be selling it online because that's not, even though you're shipping it to them, things can happen in between the shipping. So the cottage law only protects you from having to be in a commercial kitchen or a detached kitchen from your home where you have to have health inspections. It protected us in that regard, but if we wanted to scale to where we are today, we had to get a manufacturer's license in order to start using commercial facilities and being, you know, official by the eyes of the law in the state as well. So that was definitely a hurdle for us.
Yeah, but you guys overcame because, like I said, there's been some chatter all throughout the country, all throughout the world. You know, I've been seeing y'all on the back, don't even, you know, trying to downplay stuff. But no, you guys you've persevered, especially with everything that's happened with the pandemic and, you know, people just trying to just get back onto some sort of normalcy with life and business, obviously. So you guys have been doing really, really great work. So for you, what has been the proudest moment with the brand?
The proudest moment with the brand, it's I don't know. It's like, quote, it's neck and neck. It's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But I would say the proudest moment definitely would have to be being featured on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
That definitely is the proudest moment there. And the second proudest moment is getting into retail. Of course, that happened this year. Mm-hmm. But Good Morning America was such a huge deal for us because at the time when that happened, we actually had already been in talks with them for about 2 weeks prior to it airing, or probably 3 weeks, when they sent us the email inviting us. And I thought the email was a scam. Ash, I really did. I was like, I don't know who these people are playing in my inbox, but I don't like it. But it was really ABC. But when they invited us at the time, we were already in talks with it, figuring out the numbers and how many products we would need to have available. And they were offering us The View at the time, or GMA3, which was Michael Strahan and Kiki Palmer, because they had smaller audiences. But after trying our product, the host of the segment, Tori Johnson, loved the product so much, she was like, no, you guys, I want you guys on GMA. Like, wow. I want you guys on the biggest national platform.
Yes.
And so you're talking about, we're still using a small commercial kitchen and sometimes my kitchen. and you want us to go national, like into millions of homes. So we had to ramp up production. And that was the first time where it came down to a decision of, do you think logically or do you be completely illogical and say yes right now?
Right.
And so we went the illogical route.
Hey.
because as entrepreneurs, you have to take those risks.
You got
to
take a leap. You do.
And so we took the leap. We accepted the opportunity. Literally, you know, the year prior to that, I think in 2019, like our total sales for the year was like $7,000. And in one day we did over $500,000, from that feature. And so when you look at how you normally would gauge things that make sense that, you know, you can control, and then you look at things that are out of your control and things that you don't really practice for, but you just know you're ready, you know? That was the biggest moment. That was definitely the biggest moment. And the fact that we aired literally the weekend after Quaker announced that they were rebranding Aunt Jemima. So it was like, they announced that Thursday and we were on GMA that Tuesday.
Wow.
So, like, within a week's time, like everything aligned perfectly for us to replace and to step up into our right spot.
Yes. Like, that could not have been engineered any better by any person. That right there, that's destiny.
No.
That, wow. Wow. Because that was a big thing when everybody was talking about the whole Aunt Jemima thing and rebranding and all that stuff. And it was, I know it was a headache, you know, everywhere. I haven't had pancakes in a while anyway, so I really wasn't worried about it. But for that created such an opportunity for you guys. And I'm so glad that the stars aligned for y'all. The stars absolutely aligned for you. With that situation. And that's beautiful. I love it. So tell us a little bit about the Bring 1 Million Families Back to the Table mission.
Oh, yeah. So that is one of our greatest, I mean, that is the greatest mission of all. And the reason why we started. So when I think about how families are usually so detached, like it's almost like sitting at the table with strangers sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When you see everybody on devices, you see people splitting up to eat. That never happened in my house.
Yeah.
So like we ate at the table every single day, both meals. And I say both meals because we only had 3 meals on the weekend, but during the week you were only together for breakfast and dinner.
Right.
And then you went to school. But growing up, there was no, I'm going to eat in the family room in front of the TV. No, you're not.
Mm-mm.
Like, it never even crossed our mind to ask. Mm-mm. It was like, it was so weird even watching TV growing up and people saying, can I be excused? I didn't know what that was like.
Yeah.
Like, I never had that experience.
Mm-mm.
Nope. That was not in my household
either.
There
was no dinner.
Mm-mm.
Okay, okay.
There was no TV during dinner.
At all. Like, nobody was engaging that way. And so you think about where, you know, family is now, the family structure, the family layout, and people are usually separated. Everybody is in their own corner or section of the house.
Yeah.
And so with that being the case, I knew that the cornerstone and the anchor of our brand had to be bringing families back. Like, what brings us back together? Food. Like, culturally, for African Americans, we love food. That's how we got the cookout.
Yeah,
that's for an entire underlining moment for our entire culture. It's food and how we feel and the conversations around, like, who cooked this potato salad? Like, you want to know. And nobody feels slighted by that question unless it's trash. Uh-huh. So you care about those things. And it's just, it's like a respect-based element to our family. And so I was just thinking to myself, like, man, I would love to get back to that, where families are making eye contact. Pass me this. Pass me the syrup. Pass me the paper towel. Like, let's get back to that level of communication and connection. And when you have those family values overall, like, across America, that's when people get stronger, because your foundation is solid. So I'm not going to send my son out to go, you know, be built up and for teachers to give him his life values. I'm supposed to instill that. My husband's supposed to instill that. And so when I think about that, that starts at home. We're talking about people, kids acting up in the streets. That start at the table. Like, put your feet down, you know, or don't put your elbow on the table. That's like values where it just starts stacking up. And so I knew we needed to get back to that. And that's the mission. If we can bring a million families to the table, we can change the landscape of society. We can change the mindset of the next generation, because we have them right there eating from the table and learning from us while we're engaging in dialogue about certain topics, issues, and real life, you know, instances that they are facing.
Yes. I love that. Yeah, we definitely need to. It, like you said, it starts at the home. It starts in the home. Like you were talking, and I'm related with everything, because all of that was all serious. No elbows on the table. TV was not on at dinner time. No, it doesn't matter what you had going on. It's time for dinner. Everybody at the table. Yes. All right. We're going to do this. So, no, we definitely need to get back to that. So, Christian, you know, from 2019, from the initial launch till now, you guys have expanded to so many different varieties and so many different products within the company. So, what's next for you?
Oh, what's next? Other than total domination.
All right. Framing it.
We're just total world domination. We're definitely looking to do more as far as, you know, community efforts, and I would really love to start the workings of our foundation and a scholarship and grant program. So I would love to have a scholarship for children from single-parent households. Like, I was raised, and my husband, we're both from single-parent households. I would love to just give children an opportunity to pursue education, you know, paid internships, or to pursue entrepreneurship with a scholarship or a grant that allows them to do that, something that they may not see in their home structure. I didn't hear the word entrepreneur until I was 21. I knew people who had side hustles and businesses, but nobody called it entrepreneurship. And so sometimes hearing that sooner makes the difference, because you know there's another option, right? So we know education is great, but experience is a better teacher for a lot of people. And sometimes, if that's not the route for you, you need to know that there's another alternative if you're skilled, gifted, and purposed for something greater. And so we want to be able to give those resources and be a resource that way, as well as for single women, single moms. I know that my mother, she never desired to be an entrepreneur, none that she spoke out. But I know that there are mothers who probably would be able to crush it if they could pursue cooking or baking, you know? But they just don't have the extra income to do it. And so I would love for us to be, as well, another resource for them to say, okay, here's $1,500. Here's $500 to, you know, get your LLC and get started. And have very low barriers to entry for that. Because sometimes you have corporations that want to give grants, to businesses, but you have to jump through all of these hoops just to qualify, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have all these certifications and all of this other stuff.
You're right.
Absolutely. I just want you to be able to show me what you want to do, tell me, and here's the money. Go do it.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it done. Motivation, motivation.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's why I see Vicky Cakes in the future, as well as expanding into major retail and replacing every spot on the shelf that Aunt Jemima used to occupy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. We're putting it out there. Y'all don't know about Vicky Cakes. You need to get on it. Oh my goodness. Christian Sargent, thank you so much for coming through today. We appreciate you so very much. Much more success to you, your team, everyone that's back in the brand. And I know y'all are going to bring some new special stuff come 2022. You know, it's crazy to even talk about that, but it'll be around the corner in no time. But let everyone know the best way to get the product and also to follow you on social media.
Absolutely. So you can visit VickyCakesOnline.com to grab your pancakes and syrup. No artificial ingredients, preservatives, or any of that junk in it. It's just wholesome goodness. We are a dairy-free product and vegan-friendly, and we provide you the alternative. So if you're dairy-free, we tell you what you can use to get the great results. And if you're not dairy-free, then you can use what you've already been using to enjoy the same light, fluffy deliciousness that you're used to. And also, we're on Walmart.com. We're on Amazon. And if you are in the Chicago, Illinois area, Chi-Town, we are in 156 Jewel Osco grocery stores. So right there on the shelf, you can take Vicky Cakes home with you today.
I love it. Keep going, sister. I'm so happy for you. And I'm so excited to see what the years ahead will bring for you guys in the brand. So continue to do great works. Amazing, amazing stuff.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.